BBC News. And now on Radio 4, we have a new two-part classic serial. First published in 1932, Joseph Roth's most celebrated novel tells the story of the end of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, as seen through the lives of three generations of the Trotter family. Henry Goodman, Paul Reddy and Sam Dale star in part one of The Radetzky March.
Ein Kaffee, bitte.
Der und Schnaps.
Sofort.
The Trotters were not one of the old families. The founder of the dynasty had been ennobled only in 1859, after the Battle of Solferino. Joseph Trotter was an infantry lieutenant, courageous, a crack shot, an inspiration to his men.
Bitte schön.
Danke schön.
Half an hour into the battle, there came a moment of calm, when the sun rose high and hot and the blue-grey smoke drifted aside. The young emperor, Franz Josef, appeared, flanked by two officers from his general staff, and rode along the front lines. Lieutenant Trotter watched, his heart rising into his throat, as one of the officers handed the emperor his field glasses. And with the bright sunlight glinting on the lenses, the young sovereign raised them to his eyes.
No! Get down!
Arise, Captain Josef von Trotter und...
Schipolje, Your Majesty. My village in the Slovene lands.
Ah, von Trotter und Schipolje. Get your feet, my dear fellow. You're a nobleman now.
Josef Trotter, son of Slavic peasants, tried hard to accept his new station in life. He looked the same, but he felt different. He felt as though he must now forever walk in another man's boots, across a slippery floor, pursued by whispers and glances. All ties to his forebears had been cut. An entirely new line had begun with him. In the small Hungarian town where he was garrisoned, the years trundled by like the wheels of an old cart. In keeping with his new status, Captain Josef Trotter married the colonel's niece, a well-heeled woman, past the first flush of youth. They had one son, Franz.
Oh, that poor boy. Lessons. Always hated them myself. Notes and scales, slates and sponges, rulers and tables. These are his school books, I suppose.
Yes, but please
the history
don't
of our empire. 5 years old and the poor little blighter has to wade through this.
I really don't think...
Good God, there's a chapter about me.
Is there?
The Emperor Franz Josef at the Battle of Solferino. In this great conflict, our beloved ruler encountered mortal danger. Having galloped into the heat of battle, he found himself surrounded by enemy troops. His life was saved by Sir Josef von Trotter, a dashing cavalry lieutenant. Cavalry lieutenant? Who spurred on his sweating chestnut steed? Oh, no, no, no!
Josef,
it gets worse! Listen to this. Though pierced through the breast by an enemy lance, the young hero belaboured the faint-hearted foe until our youthful sovereign, drawing his silver sabre, could subdue the enfeebled attackers. Thus, the entire enemy cavalry was taken prisoner. It's a tissue of lies!
It's a school textbook.
I was shot, not speared. I was infantry. I never rode any damned horse, let alone a sweating chestnut steed.
You're making too much of it.
The entire enemy cavalry was taken prisoner. We lost the Battle of Solferino!
The following morning, Josef made a formal complaint, which his colonel reluctantly passed along.
Your Majesty.
Listen, my dear Trotter. I've read the offending passage, and actually, we both come out of it rather well.
But Sire...
Sir, if I were you, I'd let the matter drop.
It's all lies.
People tell lies. Rather a lot, in my experience.
I can't.
I rely on my ministers. Therefore, I have to assume they know what they're doing. You do understand?
Yes, Your Majesty.
What shall you do now?
I must leave the army.
Oh, my dear man. Well, rest assured, I shall not abandon you.
Joseph Trotter was honorably discharged with the rank of Major, made a Baron, and granted generous funds from the Privy Purse for the education of his son. Imperial favors he accepted sourly, as if they were slights. He moved, with his family, to a small estate in Bohemia that belonged to his father-in-law, where he aged rapidly, his hair turning gray, his eyes dim, his steps heavy and slow. He had been expelled from the Eden of his simple faith, in the emperor, in virtue and justice and truth. He had been forced to acknowledge that the world he inhabited, the authority of its laws, the glory of its kings, was founded on lies. Joseph tended his Bohemian estate, trimming hedges, cutting grass, mending fences. His thoughts were of poultry and manure, fruit trees and harvests. His days were spent in the woods. He turned tight-fisted, suspicious. He turned, in fact, into a little Slovenian peasant. Still, the round years rolled by like wagon wheels. Joseph buried his father-in-law, and finally his wife, who died swiftly and modestly from a bout of pneumonia. He sent his son away to school in Vienna. Young Franz returned home only for the summer holidays, and at Christmas.
I've read your school reports, Franz. You're a hard worker.
Thank you, Father. I know I'm not brilliant, but I do my best.
Ever since your mother passed away, I've taken care not to spoil you with fripperies such as toys or books. However, I've been laying a little money aside for you. 3 silver crowns every Christmas.
Thank you.
This year, as you've turned 18, you may withdraw 9 crowns.
This is very generous of you, Father.
Be careful with women. Most of them are diseased.
I will, sir.
More venison?
No, thank you. I believe I've finished.
I've decided you're to be a lawyer.
But, sir, the army...
The army can wait.
Yes, sir, if that's what you wish for me. Father?
Yes, my boy.
When I come home next summer, might I bring a friend?
Careful with that!
An artist.
Rosa's a painter. A very fine one, too.
It's an honour to meet you.
You paint landscapes?
Well, no, not really. I'm more of a...
I'm not asking you, boy. I'm telling you that in my house, you will paint landscapes. Outside. I'm not having you painting indoors. And did no one ever tell you, Hermosa, that it's rude to stare?
You visited your mother's grave while you've been home?
Several times. In the afternoons, while Moser was painting.
Your mother died too soon. If I close my eyes, I see her face. But it was in sunlight once. Now it's in shadow.
What is it?
Oh, forgive my intrusion, Herr Baron, but I have a small gift. A token of my gratitude for your hospitality. I had it framed and varnished in town. They just delivered it. I painted it from memory, outside. That's why I was staring at you, Herr Baron, to fix your face in my mind.
This is for me?
If you want it, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Herr Moser.
It's really nothing, sir.
This is the first thing that's given me pleasure in a very long time. You two You must be good friends, always. So, that's what I look like, is it?
Moses' portrait kept the Baron in a good mood for weeks. The painting spoke to him wistfully and honestly of his premature aging, his profound loneliness. The years that followed gentled the Baron. Now, when people smiled at him, he nodded back, amiably. Every summer, his son, Franz, would come to stay on the estate, often bringing Moser. The Baron would drive them into town and treat them to a lavish meal. At last, the old Baron died.
Your father was a good man.
He was.
What will his headstone say?
Name, rank, and regiment. And hero of Solferino, of course.
So, all that was left of the deceased was an incised stone, a lost reputation, and a portrait. Thus it is in springtime when the sower treads the soil. By the time the summer comes, all traces of his footsteps are covered by the golden billowing wheat. A few days after he buried his father, Imperial and Royal High Commissioner Baron Franz von Trotter und Schipolje received a letter of condolence from the Emperor himself, which mentioned twice the forever unforgotten service rendered by the blessed deceased. In accordance with his late father's wishes, when Franz von Trotter completed his training in law, he entered the civil service, accepting a post as assistant district commissioner in a little town in Moravia. He prospered there. He courted and married. He had a son, whom he named Karl Josef. In time, he was promoted. And he was widowed. One day, when Franz's son, Karl Josef, had just turned 15...
Is there a more stirring tune in all the world?
I'm sure there can't be, Papa.
Or a finer military band in the whole of my region.
To Karl Josef von Trotter, the district commissioner's son, a boarder at the cavalry cadet school in Weiskirchen, it was always summer in the little Moravian town where he was born. Because for as long as he could remember, he and summer had always arrived there together.
Close the window.
Are you still weak in geometry?
No, I'm a little better.
How's your horsemanship now? Last year it was middling.
Karl Josef's summer vacations always started like this.
This year
I say middling, I could have said a disgrace.
With his father's Sunday morning interrogation.
You'll soon be a man. Have you fallen in love yet?
Papa!
I'll take your blushes as a no. I have official duties now. You're free to do as you please. Until supper time, at least.
Thank you, Papa. I believe I shall go for a walk.
Karl Josef's afternoon stroll took him to the edge of the little town and beyond, until he came at last to a cottage beside a railway line.
Sergeant Slammer!
The gendarmerie post.
Hello!
Staffed by the local sergeant.
Is there anybody home?
Who is
it? Oh, it's... I was just...
Wait there.
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm coming down. I'm sleeping. Oh, it's so hot. Come in.
Sergeant Slammer.
On duty.
Oh, of course. I didn't think...
I won't be back till this evening.
I shouldn't...
Sit down on the sofa. I'll get you some lemonade.
Oh.
Only thing that cools me off. And a dab of cologne. My husband's probably at the district commissioner's office. He reports to your father every day. Here. Drink.
Oh, thank you, Frau Slammer.
That's very careful. Don't spill it. I haven't seen you for ages here, von Trotter. You've grown.
Are you over 14 yet?
Oh, yes, yeah. You're way over.
Oh, good. Aren't you thirsty? Hmm? We haven't touched your lemonade.
Oh, no, yes, sorry.
Oh, oh, dear me. Oh, there. That tunic. So smart. But so tight. Let me.
Well, what are you doing?
Nothing you won't like, Herr von Trotter. Trust me. Oh, so many buttons. So stiff. There. Better?
Yes, Frau Slammer.
Katty, please.
Oh, thank you, Katty.
Come.
Oh, where are we going?
Upstairs.
Every afternoon, Sergeant Slammer reported to the district commissioner. Every afternoon, the district commissioner's son walked to Sergeant Slammer's gendarmerie post. Happily, the two men never met. But that blissful summer ended, and autumn arrived.
This is a very important term for you.
Yes, Father.
I am serious. Do well, and when you next come home, it will be as a commissioned officer in the Imperial Cavalry.
I'll do my best.
You're the grandson of the hero of Solferino. Remember that.
The staff of the Cavalry Cadet School certainly remembered it. Though a mediocre mount, poor in topography and hopeless at trigonometry, Karl Josef von Trotter passed out with good grades, received a commission as a lieutenant in the Dragoons, and returned home in triumph.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Papa.
Let me look at you in all your martial splendor. So colorful. The 10th Lancers?
Yes, sir, Papa.
When I was your age, I wanted to be a soldier. Your grandfather wouldn't allow it. Seeing you now in uniform, I'm glad you're not a civil servant. I have to go to Vienna. I want you to come with me. Later, we'll call on my tailor. Order you another pair of dress trousers.
Thank you, Papa.
In the great city, the golden afternoon washes over trees and houses, over crowds, trams, policemen, over parks and monuments. Shop windows sparkle. Young women glide by like soft, clear lights. Soldiers salute.
So many changes.
Sorry, Papa.
There was a young woman. I caught it here once. Mitzi Shinata. Stop here. Shafransky's.
What?
The Imperial Jeweler. Then onto the Fox Garden for coffee.
You really shouldn't have, Papa.
A cavalry officer needs a decent cigarette case.
Smoke?
Later, perhaps.
Curricula Securitas. Your father.
Keep it in mind.
Pictures of Vienna.
I used to meet Mitzi here. Long ago. Under these very trees.
Is she still alive?
I certainly hope so. Oh, how old do you think I am?
Pictures of Vienna, by my own hand. Only 10 kreutzer each.
Moser? It's me!
Trotter! Be damned!
Karl Josef, this is Professor Moser, my oldest friend.
Herr Professor.
So this is your son?
Sit!
Moser, painted that portrait of your grandfather you're so fond of.
Oh, the grandson of the hero of Solferino. We must drink to that. Waiter! Slivovitz! Oh, a remarkable resemblance.
You think so?
Though your features are softer, the nose weaker, the mouth more feminine. No, leave the bottle.
Put it on my bill.
But that may change, of course, as you get older. Prost. And you, Franz, look at yourself. So drab.
Moser, please.
Your father would be ashamed.
Moser, I'm sorry, I have an appointment. We have to go.
Go. I'll stay and finish this.
I love him like a brother. I just can't put up with him. Moser was 16 when he painted that portrait.
It's wonderful.
He could have been a great artist. But when he went to the academy, he started drinking. He's still very dear to me, though.
Herr Commissioner!
Herr Professor.
Gentlemen, forgive me. After you left, I found I was out of cigarettes.
Allow me.
Oh, it's a beautiful case. Solid silver.
It's a gift from my father. Please, take the rest for later.
He was a shy one, your father. With the ladies. Needed a little nudge from me in that direction. Tell the truth, Trotter, isn't that so? I used to take him to this establishment.
Moser.
No. No, my wallet. I've lost my money.
My dear man, it's all right.
I'll handle it, Papa.
Oh.
Come along, Herr Professor. I'll walk you a little way. Tell me about my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather.
Next day, father and son left Vienna on the train. The Leutnant read a newspaper, the district commissioner official documents. Until at last, when they were 15 minutes from home...
I meant to mention this to you before, but...
What's that?
Am I correct in thinking you know Sergeant Slammer?
Yes. Well, slightly,
He lost his wife, poor fellow. Earlier this year.
How? How did that...
Died in childbirth. Very sad.
Oh.
I thought you might call on him. Pay your respects.
Yes. Yes, I will. It's very hot in here. Do you mind?
Oh, God. What have I done?
As soon as they got home, Carl Josef locked himself in his room and read and reread the few letters he'd received from Frau Slammer. A whiff of her perfume arose from their sky-blue pages. Her fine handwriting skimmed across them like the flight of swallows. He remembered her warm hands on his body.
All rotting.
Her cool, motherly breasts.
In the ground.
Her red lips.
Food for worms.
It's good of you to call, Herr Baron. I hope you haven't been waiting long. I'm always out in the afternoons.
Yes.
Come in. Take off your wet coat.
Thank you.
Please, do me the honor of taking a seat. Smoke?
No, thank you. When I heard about... your wife was a fine woman, Herr Slammer. May she rest in peace.
She was beautiful.
She was.
You knew her, I believe.
Well, yes, naturally. Did she have an easy death?
Not really. 2 days it took. I was away on duty.
A neighbour found her, collapsed on the floor. By the time I got back... Can I get you a glass of lemonade?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. That photograph on the dresser, you and your late wife.
That was taken on our wedding day. I was a platoon commander then.
She was very pretty.
Sorry, I can't seem to find it.
Cupboard by the sink. It doesn't matter, Sergeant, really.
Will water do?
Yes, thank you.
And I should give you these, Herr Baron.
What are they?
Your letters. Forgive me, I don't mean to... Commissioner's orders.
I don't understand.
I took them to your father after she died. He said I ought to give them to you, personally. Cognac.
Quickly.
Sir.
Again.
My boy. Slama gave you the letters. You have them?
Yes. Were you waiting for me?
Of course not. I come here every afternoon to read the Civil Service Gazette and smoke a cigar. As you would remember if you weren't so agitated. Was Slama unpleasant?
No, not at all. He seems a very decent chap.
As I thought. Bow to Major Cradle over there.
What? Oh. Mayo!
Oh, they've given you the cheap brandy. You must ask for Hennessy. I always do.
I'll remember that, Papa.
May I see them? The letters. Well, I never knew you could be such a keen correspondent. Put them away now.
Yes, sir, Papa.
Let's go. Put it on my tab and tell the girl that trotters only drink Hennessy.
Oh.
Sir.
Good evening, my dear Slama. Anything to report?
No, sir. Not a thing, sir.
Splendid. Carry on.
The barracks blocked the broad old highway. The square brick building was a symbol of Habsburg power in this Slavic province. Its great doors, striped in the black and yellow of Austria, were a mighty shield, offering the little Moravian town protection, or menace, or both. Joining the imperial and royal army made Karl Josef feel he was not so much his father's son as his grandfather's grandson. As he went about his tedious day-to-day duties, he thought often of the hero of Solferino, who he knew only from the portrait in his father's study. He thought fondly of his grandfather's village, Schipholien, cradled in unknown mountains. Although he had never set foot there, Karl Josef loved that village, the huts of clay and thatch, the honest peasants who lived in them. Of course, dealing with actual peasants in the flesh was an entirely different matter.
Overnight pass to be signed, sir.
Let's have it. Onu...
Onu free, sir.
Where are you off to tonight, Onufri?
Sir, see a girl, sir.
Do you have a name, this girl?
Sir, Katerina, sir.
Katerina? What's she like, your Katerina?
Sir, if I may say so, sir. Big white breasts, sir.
Right, well, good. Where does she live?
Town, sir. Maid, sir, for rich people, sir. Mm. Big white breasts, sir.
Well, you better go to her, then. Well, dismiss.
Chit, sir.
What?
Sir, you need to sign it, sir.
Oh, yes. Here.
Sir.
Oh, and,
Sir?
Just have fun with Katerina Onufri. That's all. Katerina. Katy.
Every evening, Carl Josef went to the officers' club in town. How he hated it. The repetitive, tiresome, petty conversations with his comrades. But attendance was simply one more duty.
Evening, Colonel Kovacs.
Ah, Trotter, thought you were never coming. Domino's?
Love to, Colonel.
Trotter!
Later, perhaps.
Over here.
Come and sit with us.
Kinderman saw Dr. Daymount in town this afternoon.
Have you met our regimental surgeon?
No, he went off on sick leave just before I joined.
You'll like him. Charming fellow.
And his wife. You'll like her.
Sorry, Kinderman, what did you say?
Look, he's doing it again. He's always doing it.
Doing what?
Ogling the old man.
That's true. You can't take your eyes off him.
The Emperor Franz Josef watched over them from the far wall. A benign but distant father. As in so many of his portraits, he wore a snow-white general's uniform, crossed with a blood-red sash.
Hi, Doctor.
You look well, Doctor. Cured now?
Yes, Colonel. Thank you, I am.
You must meet the Baron von Trotter, our youngest. Trotter!
I'm glad to meet you, Doctor.
And how are you, Trotter? It's an honour to meet the grandson of the hero of Solferino.
How did you know that?
He knows everything, our doctor.
I've read about your grandfather. Oh, the most remarkable man in the army.
Yes. Go to Aunt Rezzy.
Did you know him?
No. He died before I was born, but I feel I know him. His portrait hangs in my father's study at home. When I was little, I used to look at it all the time. Oh, God save me.
You've been to Aunt Rezzy's before.
Oh, yes. You?
Oh, yes.
I hate everything about it.
A stink of cat's piss and lily of the valley.
The champagne.
Oh, camphor and soda water.
The naked flesh of the girls like kneaded dough.
And so much of it.
Aunt Rezzy herself.
Those rustling petticoats.
Those false teeth. Surely you should be excused this particular duty.
Why?
You have a wife.
How do you know about my wife?
Kinderman mentioned her. Or was it Barenstein? I loved a woman once.
Once?
She died.
Ah.
I've never told anyone else.
You'll love other women.
Come on, you two, hurry up!
Oh, this place. These people. I wish I could go away from here.
Doctor, good to see you again. And Baron von Trotter, welcome. You look lonely.
Oh, no, really.
Lena, Gizzy, come and keep these two fine young officers company. Bring champagne and glasses.
Poor Kinderman. You think he needs medical attention? Probably better let him be.
If you're not doing anything with those two fine fillies, I'll take them off your hands.
Doctor?
Help yourself, Tottenbach.
Girls, upstairs.
I do believe we're done here, Trotter.
So do I. Let's clear out before they come back. Good God. Did you know Rezzy had this?
I've never seen it before, but she is very patriotic.
It shouldn't be here. It's not right.
Our emperor is everywhere among his subjects as God is everywhere in the world.
Don't joke about it, Demant. It's disgusting. It's the same portrait that hangs in my father's study.
It hangs in thousands of homes from the Tyrol to Transylvania.
That may be so, but this is not a home. Hold it.
So, what are you doing?
Turn it over.
Why are you smiling, Dermot?
I was thinking about your grandfather.
Perhaps I can't save the Emperor's life, but at least I can save his dignity. Fancy a nightcap?
I'd love to, but I'd better get back.
It's your lovely wife.
Yes. Yes. Ava would like you. You must call on us.
Thank you. I will.
We've been here for 3 years now, but we... I haven't made many friends in the regiment. Any, really.
Until now.
Until now. Ava gets lonely, restless. So I get...
I'll call on you, Damant. Tomorrow. I promise.
Carl Joseph was as good as his word. He did call on his new friend. He did find his friend's wife rather lovely, and lonely, and restless. And, as the regimental surgeon anticipated, Frau Eva Demont did take a shine to the young lieutenant. And it was because of all this that 3 months later, Dr. Demont found himself outside his wife's bedroom door.
Wait, I'm not dressed.
Oh, it's you.
Of course it's me. Who did you think it was? Was Trotter here today?
Oh, Max, for goodness sake, get out of the way and let me put on some clothes.
He was, wasn't he?
Don't make me stay like this. Pass me my robe.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting dressed.
Well, I love you.
Please, Ava. I have to know what's going on. Be honest with me.
All right. Your friend was here this afternoon for about half an hour.
I don't like people coming to the house without my knowing.
Please. Carl Joseph's a sweet boy.
Did you miss me today?
Ugh. Look at your hands on my shoulders, like two hairy animals.
I asked you, did you miss me today?
I never miss you.
You don't love me?
No.
You're like one of those dummies in shop windows in Vienna. You look real. Whole.
Ow.
But you're just parts. Pieces.
Get off. You're hurting.
I hate you. I'm going to kill you.
Go on then. Kill me.
I'll fix this. I'll find Trotter and fix this.
Do it then. Run along.
Lieutenant!
Herr Doctor, you're with my wife this afternoon.
I called at your house, yes? Unfortunately, you were out.
What is there between you? I want an answer.
People laugh at us. Did you know that? Damant, the Jew, and the grandson of the hero of Solferino. Two friends, two freaks.
Answer me.
Two cavalry officers who can't ride. Between your wife and me, Herr Doctor, there is nothing at all.
Swear it. On your honor.
On my honor.
She told me she doesn't love me.
Winter came. When the regiment rode out into the dark morning, ice splintered under their horses' hooves. The days were alike as snowflakes. The poet officers waited for some extraordinary event to end the tedium of their lives, without the slightest idea what it might be.
If the worst comes to the worst, we want a discreet funeral.
Shh! Another bottle!
Soldiers of peace. Born in peacetime, trained in peacetime exercises and maneuvers, they had no inkling that in a few years every one of them would know death.
Well, go on. Tell us again.
I come out of the damn theatre and there's young Trotter, little boy lost. Nice play, I say. So we chat about the drama a bit and then I tell him about Daymant, because I know they're chums.
Were chums, but they're not so chummy anymore.
I tell him how the regimental surgeon walked out on his wife, middle of the second act. Left her sat there in the stalls all alone like a fallen woman. Then I say I'm off to the club and is Trotter going too? Can't, he says, got an appointment.
Appointment.
When I get there, there's Tattenbach, drunk, of course, singing Trotter and Eva, like some damn musical ditty. No idea what he's on about. Later, we leave the club. Me, Kinderman here, a few others, and there they are.
Lieutenant Trotter and Frau Daymond. Arm in arm.
Couldn't avoid them if I tried. Almost tripped over them.
It could have been bad luck.
It was bad luck. Frau Daymond left the theatre alone. Trotter bumped into her, felt obliged to escort her.
But anyhow, the next evening, back at the club, when Daymant arrives, Tattenbach jumps up and greets him with shalom, doctor.
Bad taste.
Terrible taste.
No, fair. Tattenbach was drunk.
Yeah, so Daymant says, in a voice I've never heard him use before, "Address me by my proper title, Rittmeister Tattenbach." Tattenbach ignores this. "If I were you," he says, "I'd look out for my wife. I certainly wouldn't let her go out for a midnight stroll on the arm of a lieutenant."
And that did it.
No, Daymant still kept his temper. "You're drunk," he says, "and you're a scoundrel."
Cool.
Yeah, but before I could stop him, Tattenbach was up on his hind legs yelling, "Jew, Jew, Jew," over and over, 8 times. I had the wit to count. Oh,
bravo.
I also had the wit to dismiss the orderlies moments before Daymant challenged Tattenbach to the duel. No need for the lower ranks to know about this.
When is the duel?
Tomorrow morning, 7:20.
Sabres?
God, Daymant doesn't know one end of a sword from the other.
Quite.
Pistols, 10 paces.
Where?
Watermeadow.
7:20, we'll be drilling in the square behind the castle.
Yes. If the wind's in the right direction, we'll hear the shots. Another bottle!
My dear father, I have entirely innocently and unwittingly become embroiled become the cause of an affair, of a tragic affair of honor. I had gone for an innocent, a harmless stroll, admittedly around midnight, with the wife of our regimental surgeon.
Daymant!
How did you find me here?
By looking everywhere else. You know this inn is out of bounds to officers.
Of course.
I went to your house.
Oh, I closed it up and sent Ava to stay with her father in Vienna. 4 hours.
We should go inside.
You'll catch cold.
I don't have time to catch cold. It's better you're not seen here. Come into the kitchen. I've fetched a bottle from my table and two glasses.
Doctor. Good God. Damon. Look who's here.
I told you. His apostolic majesty is everywhere. Thank God.
What's he doing in the damn kitchen?
He's staying over the bar. Pride of place. I assume the landlord feels he doesn't need to parade his patriotism around.
More chaps, mine here.
Thank you. I wish I'd discovered alcohol before. Now I'm sorry I never drank. Yeah.
Thanks. Two.
To an easy death.
No, no, no. Why should you die? It's crazy, this whole thing. I don't want you to die.
Oh, stop it. Remember who you are. The grandson of the hero of Solferino. I'm tired. I've been tired for years. I didn't have the strength to leave, Ava. And I don't have the strength to run away from this ridiculous duel, so tomorrow... tomorrow I'll die a hero. At least that's what they'll say.
You might not. Tattenbach will be drunk.
I'm a wretched shot. And I'm blind without my glasses. I shall take them off.
What?
I won't aim.
What?
It'll be my little act of revenge. It's fitting in my nature.
This whole affair is absurd. It was pure chance I was outside the theatre when your wife came out. There was no one else around, so I had to walk her home.
Please,
what else could I do? Then, as we were passing the club, they all came out. Barenstein, Kinderman...
I don't care. Really? None of it matters anymore.
This is not my fault, Demand. In any way.
No. I know that.
So why does it feel like it is? You remember I told you about Frau Slammer? What happened to her? I'm frightened. All the time.
It's the 20th century now. We can speak to someone 100 miles away on the telephone. We can fly through the air. Honour of the regiment. Honour of women. It's ridiculous. Can't they see that? Look at him. The old man, in his white tunic and his red sash. How much longer can he last? What will happen when he's gone? Madness. Well, I've given the Oberst my will. I'm leaving you my sabre and my watch.
Oh, God. I know they'll make me leave the regiment because of this. And I don't mind. I wouldn't want to stay here anyway with these people. I shall request a posting to Shapolia, the village my grandfather came from, in Slovenia. It's peaceful there.
My advice to you is get out of the army altogether.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't shoot at each other. Agree beforehand with Tattenbach. Fire into the air. What can they do? Just post you to other regiments.
Go home.
Trotter. Go home.
You know the rules, gentlemen?
Get on with it.
Yes. Take up your pistols.
Hold my spectacles, please. Good Lord.
What is it?
I can see. I can see clearly.
I say, Trotter. Are you all right? You look positively frightful.
I didn't sleep.
You think it's happened yet?
I haven't heard any shots.
That day, the soldiers returned to barracks earlier than usual, and Colonel Kovacs addressed them.
It is my sad, proud duty to inform you that earlier today, two of our number, Rittmeister Count Tattenbach and Regimental Surgeon Dr. Dement, died soldiers' deaths for the honor of the regiment. I also have to tell you that, entirely unconnected to this tragic affair, Lieutenant Trotter is going on leave forthwith to visit his father. Sadly, the lieutenant will not be returning to this regiment and has instead requested a posting to a garrison in the Slovene lands.
Morning post has arrived, sir.
Well, take it into my study, Jack. I'll open it there.
Letter for you too, young master. Official looking.
Oh, thank you, Jacques. My posting at last. Damn it all, Papa. The army refused my request.
The posting to Shipolia.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes, Jacques. Please tell Frau Hirschwitz the honey was excellent this morning.
Yes, sir.
You'd think the army would want me to serve in our village.
Would you?
Well, yes, surely.
Well, Shipolia is merely part of our title now. It is not our village.
But our forebears were born.
We trotters may have started out as Slovenian peasants, but fate has made us Austrians, and Austrians we shall remain.
Yes, Papa.
Where are they posting you?
It's a Jaeger battalion. Infantry.
Your grandfather was in the infantry.
Somewhere. Begins with B. I can't even pronounce it. Oh, no.
What?
It's on the Russian border.
At that time, when the great and good in Vienna and St. Petersburg were preparing for war, the border between Austria and Russia was a very strange place indeed. Karl Josef's Jäger battalion was garrisoned in a town of around 10,000 souls. A third were craftsmen, a third peasants. The rest, they dealt in wood and coral, in feathers, horsehair, tobacco, tea, fruit, silver, precious stones, horses and cattle, poultry and eggs, fish and vegetables, jute and wool, pastures and woods. In Italian marble, Manchester cloth, Brussels lace, Moscow boots, Viennese linen and Bohemian lead, they dealt in secrets, spying on the Russians for the Austrians and vice versa. They dealt in human hair and in human beings. Live human beings. All this, and they were still poor. They were bred of the swamps that lay all around them. Frogs and bogs and fevers. A terrible terrain. Few outsiders were strong enough to survive in these borderlands. Those that settled there were doomed to drunkenness and despair, to debt and the attentions of sinister men. Military cemeteries along the border were full of young corpses. So it was that Lieutenant Trotter accompanied by his orderly Onufri, sat in the train for 17 hours as it rattled eastward, until finally it stopped at the very last railway station in the entire dual monarchy.
End of the line. Well, I suppose this must be it.
Sir, yes, sir.
All that green. Fields?
Swamps, sir.
Oh. Well, any idea where the town might be?
Sir, yes, sir. Go over that way, sir.
Really? I can't see anything. Nothing at all. Well, let's see if we can find it.
In part one of The Radetzky March by Joseph Roth, Joseph Roth was played by Henry Goodman, Carl Joseph by Paul Reddy, and Franz von Trotter by Sam Dale. Josef von Trotter was Paul Stonehouse, Moser, Chris Pavlo, Frau Slama, Hannah Wood, and Jacques was John Rowe. Dr. Demont was played by Scott Handy, Berenstein, Gunnar Cawthrey, Kindermann, Matthew Watson, Sternberg, David Seddon, Kovacs, Robert Blythe, Onufri, Ben Crowe, Eva, Joanna Tinsey, and Aunt Rezi by Joanna Brooks. The Radetzky March is dramatised by Gregory Evans. Additional music is performed by Peter Ringrose, and the director is Mark Beebe.
And you can hear the second part of the Radetzky March at the same time next week.
Celebrating British music on BBC Radio 3. Throughout the month of June, Essential Classics is broadcasting a series of 20 great British works. At 11 o'clock every weekday during June, Rob Cowan and I will be introducing a celebrated recording of a celebrated British work by composers such as Tallis, Elgar, Delius and Britten. Hear our choice and have your say. Great British works and Essential Classics, weekday mornings 9 until 12 on BBC Radio 3.
This is Radio 4.